Welcome to Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast hosted by David Martinez and Michael Foster. Episode 18.
Yeah, those were nice.
Check 1, 2.
And levels are good.
It's not bad. It's bad. Better? Better, better, better.
Sir, this is not why people have tuned in to listen to our dulcet tones. Nope. In fact, it is another episode of Audio Obscura.
This is Audio Obscura, an audio mystery podcast. If you are not familiar, I would firstly suggest that you familiarize yourself. Look at our back catalog, because oftentimes we make references to other episodes, and you want to be in on the jokes. But if you're not familiar, we take turns being the obscurest. And today, that is me. I am the mastermind. I am the puppeteer. I have clips of audio from an unknown source dealing with an unknown topic, and through the power of technology and... I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but over time, as David listens to different clips, he will begin to get an idea, some idea, and he will have to take a guess, and it might be the right answer, it might be the wrong answer.
That's correct. That makes me today's guessy boy. So together you Obscurians, all of our guessy boys, girls, and others out there, you can play along with us and see if you can guess before I can. Play with some friends, see if you can guess before they can. Today, if you guess before everybody else, then everyone owes you a quarter. Make everybody pay you
right.
A quarter or the equivalent currency from wherever you're from.
And David, I think that maybe we should just get right into it and throw the first clip at you. What do you think?
I am super ready.
All right. Here's our first clip coming at you.
My dad did a little heart surgery on mine. He told me that he'd give it anesthesia, then took it up into another room, all wrapped up in a blanket, opened it up, removed the sound chip, and returned it to me safe and sound. The operation was a success.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I immediately got like This American Life vibes, but just a step down from that level of professional audio. It was very much like storytelling, interview storytelling kind of thing. We're in the medical area for sure. There's a lot of medical things happening.
Right.
My goodness. Okay. I think I'm just going to need to go straight to giving that another listen.
My dad did a little heart surgery on mine. He told me that he'd give it anesthesia, then took it up into another room, all wrapped up in a blanket, opened it up, removed the sound chip, and returned it to me safe and sound. The operation was a success.
Remove the sound chip.
Remove the sound chip.
What? Okay, this might not be something that I'm needing to pay that close attention to, but obviously we're talking about like a toy or a action figure or something to that effect.
Cyborg.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, android. Maybe a dog that is no longer alive, but they like reanimated in some way and they're pretending that it's still alive.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? It makes me think of like Big Bass, Big Billy Bass.
Oh, my God.
The talking bass.
I was thinking more of like a Weekend at Bernie's situation, but with a dog.
Well, I think our minds went to somewhere similar because I'm thinking like you press a button and then Fido barks.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
But I'm kind of confused. And again, I think I might be spending too much time on this, but I'm confused by my dad took it into the other room to do, quote, heart surgery. I might not need to be this specific about the item until I hear a couple more clips and I figure out, okay, it's not about the item necessarily. It's about the bigger picture. But it's definitely a fun story about this guy kind of reminiscing about his childhood. So I like where we're headed so far.
Okay. Well, where we're heading, David, is clip 2.
I couldn't figure out how to silence it and eventually got so frustrated with the alarm clock-like beep that I took it outside and smashed it with a hammer. Very satisfying.
Okay, so we had our first second voice there in the form of a small laugh. That immediately makes me think of a fire alarm. Specifically, it makes me think of the episode of Friends where Phoebe's smoke detector starts beeping and she doesn't know what to do with it. So she just like destroys it every way possible and then throws it down the laundry chute.
Yes, and a beep so intense and annoying that you would be willing to smash it with a hammer.
I have a number of sounds that occur in and around my flat here in London that make sounds like that, that I would love to take a hammer to. Gosh, this set of clips so far is interesting. It's definitely somebody telling a story. We've talked about this before on previous episodes, but it's the voice and the, like, what kind of format we're dealing with here. It doesn't feel scripted. It doesn't feel, it feels honest, just a straight up storytelling kind of situation.
I couldn't figure out how to silence it and eventually got so frustrated with the alarm clock like beep that I took it outside and smashed it with a hammer. Very satisfying.
Okay, actually, on the second listen through, I might take back what I said about the scripted thing. It does, like, there's a little hint of it sounding maybe like he's reading or at least recalling a memorized story. I'm not going to make a decision way down on that one way or the other, but I'm definitely intrigued. I'm intrigued that you have two clips in a row focused on this item that is creating noise. So that implies that this item might have more relevance than I was doubting about in the first clip.
Okay. I like where your brain's at.
And it basically turned into an auditory hellscape, so they got banned that year alongside Healy's.
Ooh, an auditory hellscape, that, and they got banned. So we're talking about, I'm leaning towards a toy.
Okay, and and tell me about your thinking there.
Well, mostly because the like a beeping sound, I guess could be an electronic, but something that would get banned. And most importantly, the first clip was talking about his dad kind of doing that. So it sounds like it's a story from when he was younger. And along with Healy's is what I heard, I think. And if I'm not mistaken, those are definitely not banned, but those are those like shoes that you can like click or something and little wheels pop out, or you just kind of lean back on your heels and the wheels are already there, right?
That's right.
Okay. Those are still around, by the way. Like, I definitely would have put money back in the 90s that those were just like a fad, but nope, I see kids with them all the time still and am very jealous.
Yeah, I don't feel coordinated enough. Did you never trust myself enough?
You never had those?
No.
Ugh, I feel like all the cool kids did.
Yeah, I was never a cool kid.
Nor I, sir. Still interested in what could make noise as a kid. A Tamagotchi. That makes a lot of noise. Man, that's the little pets, right? The little egg pets, and you had to like feed them and walk them and all that kind of stuff.
And they make noise.
Well, I think, oh gosh, I don't remember. They definitely could make noise. I don't remember if it was a requirement. I think you could turn off the noise and still do stuff with it without the sound on. I remember briefly having the Tamagotchi, I think.
Oh, you had one?
I believe so. I'm pretty sure I did. What other toys make noise? I'm picturing like a Buzz Lightyear kind of thing.
Like a muffled from your backpack. To infinity and beyond.
Yeah, which I love the idea of like a Buzz Lightyear toy that's just gone rogue and you can't stop the sound from going off. So it's just constantly making these like noises and half like to infinity beyond.
Let's see here. I think we're ready for clip 4.
Let's do it.
Here it comes, coming at you.
I'm going to guess $25 million.
$50 million.
$150 million in retail sales.
Okay, interesting. We went from 25 to 50 to $150 million in retail sales. I assume all of this, now it's becoming quite clear that we're talking about this one single item. Or series of toys, or you know, one kind of thing with a name to it. So I might not really know what the true retail sale value of this toy is, because maybe all three of those are guesses, or maybe 150 is the real one.
Well, let's take another listen to it and see if that solidifies anything for you.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm gonna guess $25 million.
$50 million.
$150 million in retail sales.
You know what? You're right. Thank you for making me do that. It's three different voices, isn't it?
Yes, these are our three total voices. I don't quite remember if how many of them we'll hear in the future, but those are the totality of voices.
That lends a little bit of credibility to the idea that the 150 is the third person kind of confirming that it is 150 million. So the two guesses from the first two people, and then like, no, it's actually 150. Holy moly, that's a lot of money made on a toy.
It's a lot of dough. That's a lot of money in the Healy era.
Healy era.
Which is the current era, apparently, because you said people are still wearing those or using those.
The last three decades have been the Healy era.
In the history books, it's...
Yeah, it's like the geological timescale. This is going to be the Heliocene. Shout out to all my geology friends out there. Okay, so putting Heelys aside for just a second, it's a toy with a sound chip. It's an extremely popular toy. I don't know if this auditory hellscape, this beeping sound that it made that the dad had to fix, was a rogue one that this kid had, this guy, this person, or if all of them did that. Well, he did say they banned it, so I guess all of them, or a large portion of them, had that issue. Then we bring in the Heelys concept, and is it something closely adjacent to Heelys?
That's the question. That's the question we gotta uncover. That's part of the mystery.
Oh, boy. All right. So we're basically at the halfway point here.
Let's listen to it.
I guess they felt like Americans couldn't handle something that intense, so they just show an angel at death. Or sometimes they'll show, like, the UFO to indicate that it went back to its home planet.
Whoa, we got a lot of info there. Thought it was too intense for Americans, so they went back to... It sounded like he said, went back to angel at death. Like, we were missing some small little words in there. But let's give it another listen.
Yeah, let's do that.
I guess they felt like Americans couldn't handle something that intense, so they just show an angel at death. Or sometimes they'll show, like, the UFO to indicate that it went back to its home planet.
Okay, so we're dealing with an extraterrestrial-type thing, or at least not a mortal, living, earthbound creature, perhaps?
Yes, and I'm kind of curious. I'd love to get your thoughts. What do you think? What do you think was too intense for Americans?
I guess this toy, right? In my head, I think I'm imagining that they're one and the same. This thing that we're talking about, and whatever was too intense for Americans to handle, and whatever they then replaced with showing an angel at death. An angel at death. They show an angel when this thing dies, this hellish, intense, alarm-beeping sounding toy. Ooh. This one complicated things.
Good.
I'm intrigued. You have definitely piqued my curiosity, and I hope that of all of our Obscurians listening at home.
Well, David, we've got three more clips, and this next one is did some editing just happen?
And on this commercial, little boy wanted nothing more in the world than to bring his pet turtle to school, but the school would not let turtles in. And Aki was drawn to tears, but in those tears, she came up with the greatest idea.
Whoa, so much. Oh, man, there's just...
A lot there.
Yeah.
Have you seen that commercial?
No. Is it a fairly common commercial that...
I don't think so.
Oh, man, I have not seen this commercial. A commercial where the little boy wants to bring his pet turtle to school and he can't. And I think I heard the name Aki, Augie...
Yes, I think it was Aki.
Something about a little girl who was crying.
I think, let's listen to it again.
And on this commercial, little boy wanted nothing more in the world than to bring his pet turtle to school, but the school would not let turtles in. And Aki was drawn to tears, but in those tears, she came up with the greatest idea.
The name was Aki, it sounded like. And the school says no, and then this girl, Aki, is crying about maybe not, this boy not being able to bring his pet turtle to school. And in those tears, she has the greatest idea. She creates what will become Snapchat.
If only the little boy had Snapchat, it would have prevented all this heartache.
That's true. Well, it takes the little boy's mind off of it because he can chat, snap all of his friends.
David, I think we are getting close to the reveal clip. I think we have two more clips.
And I am getting nervous, Foster. I have noticed this trend where my clips get progressively more hitting you over the head with what it really is, and your clips get more enigmatic, which is probably the right way to do it because it's much more fun, but it's hard.
They fought each other, and they could connect. So you're on
the
playground.
Yeah, there's been a number of knockoffs. Someone on Twitter did mention that there was one where... they would do karate against one another.
Yeah, those were nice.
We fought each other and they could connect. They could maybe do karate. And they were knockoffs. So this is a little bit of clarity here. So we know that it's like multiple things in this genre or this line or series of toy. They could fight each other. It's a violent kind of thing, more or less.
I think they were talking specifically about the knockoffs.
Okay, so maybe just these knockoffs could fight each other and could connect, but the original could not.
And yeah, and something popular enough to warrant knockoffs.
Isn't that everything these days? I feel like I want to say like Transformers action figures or Tamagotchis that could fight and connect. No, never fight a Tamagotchi. That is Tamagotchi cruelty.
Well, I mean, if you're fighting it, it implies that there's a mutuality of violence. I think what you're saying is that you should never beat a Tamagotchi.
No.
Abuse.
Consider the argument you just made, but substitute it for like dogs or babies. That's still not, you can't fight them. The TSPCA, the Tamagotchi SPCA, would have something to say about that. Man, Foster, I just don't know.
They fought each other and they could connect. So you're on
a
playground.
Yeah, there's been a number of knockoffs. Someone on Twitter did mention that there was one where they would do karate against one another.
Yeah, those were nice.
Those were nice.
I love that delivery.
His implication of the beginning of that sentence at least implies that he was gonna... It's like a toy or things that you would play out on a playground with. Which I guess is like... Now I'm picturing like something that some little kids are like huddled around, sitting down on the asphalt and like fighting their...
Jacks. Dice.
Just throwing dice at each other, like the two dice just making them compact.
Gambling. On the playground. Hey, I think we still have one more clip.
Yeah. Man, I don't feel good going into this one, but let's do it. Let's do clip eight.
Okay. I want to reassure you, you're doing very well.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Obscurians, I hope you feel more confident than I do.
He's not doing that well. You're doing great.
Thanks.
Baby.
Thank you. Clip eight.
You had to clean up the poo when it pooed. And you had an amount of time to do that before it, like, soured and made them sick, I think.
What? Clean up poo before it soured? Is this dairy-based poo? Why is the poo souring? Oh, man. Clean up the poo. Okay, so it's definitely... Well, I think I need to remember that we had that thing about the showing the angel at death and the UFO went back to its home planet.
If the poo turns sour, then that could maybe happen.
If the poo turns sour, then you could see so it could show you an angel when your thing dies. Because it's like a nice way of letting you know that, oh, you didn't succeed. Your thing, your creature that you're supposed to be taking care of died. Man, I'm really leaning towards Tamagotchis. Tamagotchi seems like the kind of thing that would definitely have tons of knockoffs. In fact, I think I've even seen to this day, like, that type of thing in really cheap stores, places. Like, it's obviously not the Tamagotchi brand anymore, but it's still that kind of thing.
Sure.
And I could picture a version where they can fight each other. It's basically Pokemon, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Shout out to my sister who told me that she wanted more Pokemon references. Because I've made like two or three so far.
Shout out to my mom who has yet to figure out how to listen to this.
I'm not sure that I would ever be able to guess the name of this, but they're little alien creatures that akin to Tamagotchis that you kind of collect and raise and take care of. They can fight each other. At least the knockoff versions can't. I'm not really sure what connect means. Like, they can join up with each other a la Transformers. They can do karate. You might play with them out on the playground. They poo everywhere, and it's dairy-based poo, so it can sour. And you got to clean that S up, or... it will make them sick.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to say it's like on a screen of some kind. This is my official guess. $150 million in sales? They must be talking about Tamagotchi.
A lot of money, a lot of scratch, a lot of cheddar.
A lot of dough, a lot of cha-ching.
And that cheddar will turn into sour
poop.
Here we go, the reveal!
Yeah, let's do it!
And Tomodachi, do you know what that means, Allegra?
That means friend, Tomodachi.
Yes, so what do we have?
Egg friend.
Egg friend!
Ba-boom!
This podcast was all about talking about Tamagotchi.
Oh, man, what a blast from the past!
That's right, this is from the history of fun. And I will just give you the little quick blurb here. The history of fun explores the hidden backstories behind the things you enjoy.
I feel like I've seen more articles, probably from BuzzFeed, about things from the 90s than I have since the 90s.
No, I absolutely. It's like 10 things that only 90s kids will get. Remember these 90s things?
I love thinking back now to the earlier clips of like the dad took it to do heart surgery and just removed the sound chip, wanted to smash it with a hammer.
Yes.
Yeah, they made a lot of sounds from what I remember. I can't remember if you could turn the sound off. I thought you could.
Well, with the proper procedure, you could, it sounds like.
A good heart surgeon. The commercial clip.
Yeah, so the commercial is, they talk about the origin of Tamagotchi, how it came to be, of, oh, this boy cannot bring his turtle to school, and it plucked at her heartstrings, and so
she created a toy that then could not be brought to school.
Exactly, a toy that would immediately get banned.
Yes.
Your egg friend is not welcome here.
Your egg friend. When it's an egg friend, that makes the souring thing a little bit more reasonable.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't know if we've actually... So I have no idea if we have, you know, younger listeners. So the Tamagotchi were basically, they work. It was like a plastic thing with a screen, like, you know, just like a two-tone screen.
Mm-hmm. It was like 8-bit or even less, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like you think of like the first generation of like Game Boy or something.
Yeah.
And it was in the shape of an egg. It was on a keychain, and it was just, yeah, I think it just had like a couple buttons on the thing to be able to feed it, to be able to play with it. Of course, if you didn't clean up its poop,
yeah,
it could sour. If you didn't feed it, if it became unhappy,
you had to like pet it and socialize.
Exactly.
With it. Yeah,
it could die. It would I think that clip was referring to, you know, they thought that like I think it was maybe like a tombstone was the thing that American kids would have a hard time with.
Oh, yeah.
It will either be like an angel or it will just go away back to its home planet because it's not having a good time here. You may have broken a record in the fact that you said Tamagotchi very early.
Did I? I don't remember when.
Yeah. You said it, I think, after the second clip.
Ooh, nice. Wow. Good for me just making random guesses.
Yeah. Nice job. Well, congratulations on your win. Of course, you don't really win anything except for positivity and respect.
That's correct. And I only get it for 1 week until we record the next episode.
That's right. It's like when you win that. It's like when you win the premium parking spot
yeah.
at work.
You get it until the next employee of the month award.
That's right.
Listeners, I hope you got Tamagotchi. If you didn't, it's probably because you've never heard of a Tamagotchi. If you've never heard of a Tamagotchi, go rush to your nearest internet browser and check it out because it was cool.
That's right. And what are the stellar cash grabs of the 90s.
No joke. Bandai made $150 million.
And probably costs 25 cents to produce.
Yeah, it was cheap plastic. Real cheap
plastic. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, David, I will not be karateing you or battling you anytime soon, but I will be connecting with you emotionally.
Oh, that's great. I feel like we have connected emotionally and will continue to do so as long as Audio Obscura endures. Which, listeners, Obscurians out there, if you want Audio Obscura to endure, please go leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are on all of the platforms now. Stitcher, what are the other ones? Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, more things.
SoundCloud, SoundCloud.
Blurry.
We are all over the place. And of course, you can reach out to us at audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com to let us know what you're thinking. And especially if you have an idea of something really interesting we could pursue orally.
Foster, it's been an absolute joy and a pleasure. Thank you for producing this week's audio mystery.
You're welcome, David. And I will see you for the next mystery.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Ta-ta.
Auf Wiedersehen. Audio Obscura is a bi-weekly audio mystery podcast. Never miss an episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Send your audio mystery suggestions to audioobscurapodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the show, you can share it or leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.
To infinity beyond!